This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za. All Sons and Daughters, King of Glory, bringing us straight to our conversation with Lebohang Lechoba, speaking to us a little bit more about the work that she runs. She is a woman of all, a Jill of all trades and a master of all. Definitely incredible work that she has done and continues to do, and I think a great model for us all as women who are entrepreneurs out there. I think there's something that we can all learn from this conversation with Lebohang. Lebohang, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us and for making time to, you know, just go through a bit of your story and where you are now and what it is that got you in here in the first place. So first things first, if you could start off by introducing yourself to our family out there and getting into the conversation of what, you know, what inspired you to follow the entrepreneurial route. Given the background that you have, and you know, how have you sort of meshed all of that together to produce the success or the work that you do now?
Sure, thank you again for having me on your show. Really appreciate it. So my journey is quite interesting. As you've already introduced, my name is Lebohang Lechoba, and I'm born and raised in Soweto, and my inspiration to really get into business started from a young age. You know, coming from a background that I come from, people have always had to be creative in finding ways to survive, and beauty has always just been something that I've been exposed to. Everyone wanting to look good and feel good, but access to these products has not always been affordable. So growing up, it's just always been trying to find ways to make things accessible and be creative in how we do that. And my mother and grandmother were always sort of creative in doing that. So I got into a space of just loving books and learning stuff, and I started off in planning and moved on into marketing. And, you know, urban planning for me has always just brought me closer to learning about different cultures and people. And with my love also for marketing and connecting with people and learning how to sell things and make things relatable, I found myself stumbling back into beauty and thinking, how can I make beauty products more accessible, mm-hmm. and how can we simplify this thing? Mm-hmm. So this is how I basically ventured into skincare with my mother, because she's always been the one to take care of us at home and make sure we look neat and tidy. So we explored this concept of making homemade products that we just used to make at home for family and friends. And when they gave us feedback that, guys, you actually onto something here, that's when we decided to commercialize it. And using my different hats of marketing and planning, I sort of spearheaded that process. And we find ourselves here today, 2 years later, with a growing business, really supportive following on social media. And, you know, we're learning as we're growing and enjoying the process.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned that, you know, the reason why you also went into beauty and skincare is to really to bring about a product that is inclusive, you know, that allows everyone to be sort of a part of using the product. Can you perhaps explain that a little bit, you know, further, just in terms of skincare, especially being an African woman, and, you know, ensuring that the product that you bring to the market is an inclusive product?
Sure. So what we found is that, you know, a lot of skincare products, they tend to be quite pricey, especially when you're looking at products that work for black skin. And myself, being a consumer of products prior to making this brand, starting this brand, I used to spend quite a bit of money on skincare products, and I'd never get the results that I wanted. Secondly, a lot of these products are not natural. They have a lot of chemicals, which are not good for our skin. So when we moved into this process of, look, there are things that are around us, our own ingredients, natural ingredients that we could use that are just simple and harmless and generally sensitive to all skin types. This is a message that we've just been trying to also preach to most of our audience groups, and just to say, you don't have to be spending a fortune to get good skincare. You just need a good skincare routine and know what is good for your skin. So this is the part about the awareness that we've been pushing in terms of, let's just make this information also widely available. Secondly, it's the pricing point. Making handmade products is not necessarily a cheap process. It takes longer. And I think the biggest challenge we've had is to get consumers past that point of looking at, oh, but, you know, you can get a product for, you know, 50% less at a shop, and why are you guys charging X amount? But what people tend to not realize is that the process of making anything that is handmade, you know, takes time, but the value that you derive from it is a lot more. So what is encouraging now is that people are a lot more aware of the benefits of using natural skincare products, and that they do last a lot longer in the long run, which is healthy for us. So that's just a message of getting people to understand their bodies a bit better and then really embrace the process of using natural skin products.
Wow. Very, very interesting, and I think very well thought out, you know, in terms of, you know, what is it that we are bringing to the people, and just the story behind Mawe, right? Mawe Naturals.
Yes, Mawe.
And can you maybe tell us why Mawe? Because my understanding of Mawe is like when you're shocked, like, right? Like, Mawe. Like, it's almost like a, you know?
Yes, it's like Mawe.
Yeah, Mawe.
That's what we used to call us. So that's what we used to call my grandmother. That's
the first to her. Wow.
So
okay.
It's really just also homage to her, exactly. And also that, you know, everything that comes from Earth, you know, we always refer to Mother Nature, Mother Earth, the maternal side of things, creation and life. And so our products will give your skin life. So you could take it further to look at what it means when we talk about the maternal energy. And so this is what the founding principles of our brand, you know, it's all about women, it's for women, it's made by women, it's 100% African, all our ingredients are natural, and we've taken time to make these products and package them beautifully so that people can enjoy them, but also just to see the results after. So, yeah, that's essentially the story behind Mawe Natural.
Love it. Now, you've transitioned, you know, in terms of going from urban planning, communications and marketing, and then to Mawe Naturals. Where do you get that drive from, and just that ability to embrace the transitioning phase or to embrace the change? I know that for many women, it becomes a little bit difficult, you know, to embrace change. What is your advice to women out there that maybe due to COVID-19 and the effect of it have to sort of pivot and find new ways as to, you know, how to make an income and to sustain myself?
Yeah. I think one thing is what's kept me going is my love for trying new things. But I think, like you're saying, it's not easy for everybody to be flexible and to adapt, but you have to be that kind of person. And also, there's nothing limiting you in life to combine all the skills you've acquired in life in any project, you know. So if you started off as a singer and you move on to catering and you move on to, you know, planning, I think all those industries, all the things you learn culminate to benefit you. So you need to use all the skills you have in your bag to follow your passion. So I'm generally passionate about starting businesses. I haven't really started a lot in the past, but I think this is one way I've been most focused, because I think it's closest to women, and I'm passionate about women developing and empowering themselves. And I think my biggest advice to anyone is that don't limit yourself. If tomorrow you find a passion and you can use the skills you've acquired over the years of different industries or areas, bring them on board, because they come in handy. And nothing, you've never wasted your time. And life is not linear. You don't have to do one thing forever. Mm. So we're always growing and evolving, and we just need to be flexible and creative, and there's so many opportunities for us to express ourselves these days.
Solid, solid advice. Life is not linear. Your career is not linear. There are many other things that you can go ahead and explore. You can go into various industries and, you know, try it out. It's not all set, you know. I love that. And be flexible, you know, teach your mind to be flexible and to try new things. And so, Lebohang, thank you for having this conversation with us. It really does mean a lot. And can you give us the handles for Mawe Naturals, social media handles?
Sure. So definitely I can do that. So you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, Mawe Naturals, one word. So that's double M-A-W-E Naturals. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And then we also have a website where you can shop our products online on mawenaturals.co.za. Otherwise, you can just simply Google search Mawe Naturals and you should see all our details there. And yeah, I'm looking forward to connecting with new customers and new people in the Cape. Mm. Thank you so much for having us.
Wow, thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyalebuwa. Thank you very much, Lebohang Lithuba. As you did say, siyabonga. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.